Hello, welcome to the Broken Gun podcast, loosely based on. Can I start again, Lord? Is that all right?
Fuck off.
That's a good enough intro. Everybody, welcome to the Broken Gun. Unfortunately, our favourite friend is not here today. That is Bruce. However, you are left with Lloyd Patterson.
Eddie Tunstall. Hi, guys.
Eddie Tunstall.
Buongiorno.
Myself, Jonathan Carter, and special guest, Ant McLernan.
How we doing?
Hey, up, lad.
Bye, it's miniature Fred Dibner. Hello, our kid.
Eddie, seeing as you weren't here last time, would you like to defend yourself or correct anything that was said against you in the last episode? This is your
chance. Well, that would assume that I listened to your boring-ass fucking podcast and I wasn't. My narcissism wouldn't allow me to. I was like, meh, nah. I don't actually know what was said about me. I did listen to it the day it came out. Obviously, the moment it came out, I was there.
I've got to say, Eddie, when Johnny asked me to come on the Broken Gun tonight, I thought he had maybe an old tidy side that he needed some glazing put on, like a refinishing on the stock or something like that.
Some Yorkshire lemon.
That's it, mate, yeah. You know, I thought he needed a bit of spud water to refinish it.
Oh, sublime.
I mean, it's a special that they do at the TGS. They do offer a Bukkake finish on a number of guns, and it is a special.
Right off the beaver.
Does he come with subtitles?
Me?
Yeah, can I put Lloyd on subtitles somewhere?
Bike up.
Yeah.
Pet. So in regards to defending myself, no, because none of you said anything that was remotely offensive or comical last time, so I'm not worried about it.
Twat.
We were able to finish sentences, though, which was unusual.
It was fucking boring, Lloyd.
Sorry,
it was really fucking boring. So much talk about Clays.
Bit of column A, bit of column B.
Let's not talk about Clays, Eddie. That's a bad idea. Let's not talk about Clays. No,
I think maybe we should have a little conversation about Clays, but we'll get to that.
Well, first things first, in that case, Eddie, what have you been up to in the last 6 weeks since we recorded with you?
I've been doing some pigeon shooting, Jonathan. It is now Jonathan, isn't it? Have you got to that level of pretentiousness as no longer Johnny?
No, mate. That's just how people outside of Somerset talk. It's amazing, isn't it?
Is it?
Yes. Mate, you've been to my council ghetto. You know exactly how poor I am.
I know. And you can't drive a fucking bottle of ketchup either, you simple twat. Can't believe you fucking ruined my breakfast with that fucking potato water. Not potato water. That was ants. Sorry.
No, we'll go to the bottom of it.
Literally. It's nice to know I've lowered the tone already. I'm only about a minute and a half in.
I knew you cheated on me. Johnny.
Morals are for Jesus.
Yeah, it was during that lockdown where we couldn't see each other. He came round and I just burst, mate, all over his fried breakfast.
Oh. But you know what? Give it away, Eddie.
What's that?
He farted on the truck on the way up there and it sounded like a brisk wind down a drain pipe.
With a slight blockage.
No, there was no blockage, mate. No.
I do believe I just see Mr. Patterson put his head in his hands.
What have you done? What have you done, Lloyd?
What do you mean? What have I done?
You asked me to come on.
No. That's not a problem. I thought you were implying that I was the cause of his anal looseness.
No, that was Eddie going round for his tatey water getting chucked on his sandwich.
I'm so happy the Broken Gun's back to its usual format.
Anyway, so 6 weeks of pigeon shooting, Eddie. How many you shot? About 12?
That is really kind of you to assume I shot 12, Johnny. Thank you, mate. No, I've done a couple of days. I've had a couple of 20s here and there, but it was like mixed bag, so it was all right. But I haven't shot for a couple of weeks now.
Old cockbirds that thought you were a keeper coming in to feed.
If you just wanted to add the tumbleweed noise like you did the other episode, Lloyd, that'd be great. Thanks, mate.
Yes, I'll add like some church bells. Yeah.
What were you protecting, Eddie?
Peas, vetches, and barley. I got there eventually. Whole crop in it for feed. There's lots on there.
Lovely job.
Yeah, it's nice. I obviously abided by the general licenses. I put up flags, that didn't fucking work. Put up bangers, that didn't fucking work. So I killed them in the face.
I bet that worked, didn't it?
Well, not with me driving the gun, but thanks for assuming that, mate.
I expect you killed him in the arse, probably more likely, or in the wing.
Yeah, much like your fucking career, dying on its arse.
Take a full load up my arse from you anytime, Eddie.
Podcast. We've definitely hit the level for this podcast. I can see it.
Us, Demon, and shooting. That's where we're at with this fucking podcast.
He's got two episodes of Vile to put out of his mouth in one.
Yeah, I did assume to myself that because I missed the last one, I'm going to have to be ultra fucking disgusting this time. Right, so on with the podcast. What have you been up to, mate?
Me? Yeah. Oh, mate, I've been chasing my own ass round, looking for bloody... getting pheasant pens ready and trying to keep on top of everything, but we're seriously down on staff at the minute, mate, with COVID. So we're trying to recruit, we're trying to keep everything else done, and it's just a joke, mate. But sure. We're still
here.
Are
you anticipating a bumper season coming up? Are you looking forward to like mega birthdays and loads of them? Or
I'm hoping so, mate. But what I'm thinking is that because we had such a relaxed year last year, we didn't hammer the vermin quite as hard as what we would have normally done. So I would imagine that there's going to be a little bit more about than what we'd like and probably make life a little bit difficult. But keep on top of it, don't you? Do what you can. I mean, we were out last night. We got 5 foxes last night. So there's 5 less. One of them was Milky Vixen. That's going to nip it in the bud a bit earlier. So hopefully that's going to be the case, mate.
How did the milk taste?
A little bit pissy. You know, a bit pissy.
Okay. Well, next question.
Not as fresh as you'd like.
No, it was very fresh, mate. It was very fresh. I literally shot it. Well, you've seen the video. Shot it off the roof of the truck. I pulled the bolt back, sort of jumped straight over the top of the truck, ran into the field, and I latched straight on.
Oh, you had it, bam.
Yeah, a little bit of colostrum still in there, so we know it was early days. Jobs are good. Gives you that cheesy content.
Your last social media appearance, Ant, I must confess.
Are you hoping that it's going to help you grow all of this child milk from foxes?
No. I don't need to grow, Johnny, because I'm a normal-sized human being, unlike you.
You're fucking not, Ant. You're a fucking mate, hobbit.
You're definitely a grower, not a shower, mate.
Look here, mate. 4 inches of dick on my legs is going to look a lot bigger than 4 inches of dick on your fucking gangly bastards. That's
Johnny's legs are 4 inches of dick. That's all it is. The knee time.
Johnny's 6 foot of dick, I can tell you that, mate.
And a foot of hair.
I must admit, Eddie, I'm loving the new stylish look. You look like you should be playing the fucking guitar, mate, and sort of in one of these indie pop groups, mate.
Oh, yeah, thank you, mate.
He has gone from farmer to hipster in about 5 minutes, hasn't he?
Annie, yeah.
Hipster?
Mate. Yeah,
drinking espressos for breakfast at the local cafe, aren't you? Having some vegan fruit cheese.
So is this what this is about, then? We're just going to sit here and rip the shit out of each other for, half hour or something?
No, Eddie usually gets out of his system after 15 minutes. Then he goes quiet for about half an hour, and then in the last quarter of an hour, he pipes up as a complete cunt again.
Fair enough.
Come on, Lloydie. What have you been up to the last few weeks, Lloyd? This feels like episode 1 and 2 again, just completely quiet.
I've had a marvellous time because I got to shoot with Johnny and...
Johnny!
Less
Johnny!
Ant!
Oh, here we go. Here we go. For this section, I'm going to be replaced by Paula Partridge. He's going to listen to your shite, Lloyd.
For everyone not watching this, because it's an audio.
You can assume that I'm going to rip the piss out of you, and I wasn't. No, I was just going to say we had a fab time the other day at Thimbleby Shooting Ground, filming the latest, or well, the latest that I was aware of, episode of the Clay Tour. I had a great time, a lovely day. Much shooting was done. It was great.
Oh, there was a
huge amount of
shooting.
This
week I've done... Yeah, but who fucking won?
Well, you'll have to wait and find out, really. You'll have to watch the video, won't you?
Ten,
well, this is very true. Anyway, where were we?
Lloyd was telling
this
us about
this podcast is going to be 10 minutes long. So we had a fantastic day at Thimbleby. Today I shot the review on the Yield It, which I'm guessing quite a few people would like to see.
How did you like it? Tell us about
the give us the highlight.
Well, you'll
tell
have
us all about it.
Watch
tell us
video.
Everything. We don't want to watch the YouTube videos.
No.
I did notice on your Instagram when you posted a picture of it, everybody was going, tell us all about it. And you were like, no, fuck off, watch the video. Next person be like, no, fuck off, watch the video. And I was just like, I might have to jump in on this just to stir them up a bit more.
I have like got a YouTube channel where I do this. I reviewed this, so I'll just tell you.
I'm not the gun expert here. I mean, Johnny's the gun expert here, so I'll have to ask him. Johnny, in the Yield It, is that like a Piranzi but better?
It's the Piranzi for a fraction of the price with better wood,
Yeah, it's better, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, mate, cheers.
And then
they don't put nail varnish in the holes either. They leave the holes unvarnished.
Yeah, okay. No, that's the one I was thinking of, yeah.
Nevertheless, I dropped that off this afternoon, so that's gone. And I've actually got, dun, 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 after 3 years, a Zolly.
A Zolly?
Ooh, which Zolly did you get? Because Egg Brothers have forgotten
about
my existence.
It is Zed Gun. It's a Zed Gun.
Well, just a standard Zed, yeah? Not Zed Sport, I guess.
I'd have to go downstairs and look. I don't know. It came in secondhand, and I basically yanked it off the rack.
Oh, you didn't even get this from Edgar Brothers. This is you.
What? No. We're still waiting on Edgar Brothers. I've got no hopes of seeing that fucker this side of 2025.
Oh, their marketing team is busy, mate. Their marketing team is busy, all right? Leave them alone.
Sure. Anyway, so I've got a secondhand one. Yeah, that's certainly what they're busy doing. So I've got one to test. So next up.
Was that Zolly Weekend, Johnny?
We shot the Zolly Z Extra, the big ears.
That was the one that we really thought was quite sexual and enjoyable. Yeah,
that actually shot really, really nicely until I told you the price tag, in which point you said,
I ain't fucking paying that. If it's not price of AYA, I ain't fuck buying it, cunt.
When I go down job centre, they usually give me a shotgun.
This is my great-great-great-granddad, and he didn't want to hand it down to his son, and he didn't want to hand it down to his son after that. But the
and he
died.
Found it, and someone put it down for 2 seconds. He said, finders keepers.
Stealing stolen goods is not stealing.
I bet.
Being left a gun and a will because you're the only fucker left in a family with a license is not stealing.
Our good friend Dave Carey has gone with Tweedle. They offer you a day shooting with me. Not only... you get to shoot with me.
How many pegs?
Three pegs you can have.
With Dave Carey?
Yeah.
I'm going to buy some tickets from Tweedle.
You're not going to get many birds if you're on the next peg to bloody him, are you?
Oh, you better bloody believe it, mate. From what I hear, mate, that man has bants and it's actually a really good laugh. So, I mean, I don't know if he's the same sort of good laugh as you and I. But we can find out.
Well, just try fingering him in the toilet to see how he takes it.
I mean,
deep and hard, I expect.
Anyway,
this is getting edited out.
Jonathan, Lately. What have you been up to? Aside from exactly the same thing as me.
Oh, I did exactly the same thing as you, Lloyd. I went to Thimbleby and Barbary. No, we didn't went to Barbary with Eddie. That's already been in the podcast. We went to Ladies Wood. Me and Ant penetrated Ladies Woods.
Now that was pretty sexual.
Thick undercover. Oh yeah, actually it really was. Bullshit. 225-foot tower. That's pretty epic.
Oh, shout out to Chris as well. Chris was a bit of a legend. Looked after us all day.
Mr. Hanks. Yeah, it was. It was a hell of a good day, actually. Real good day.
It was.
It's one of those places you go and the sporting targets aren't just gimmies, but from the outside, it looks like the sort of place that the sporting targets are just going to be floppy after floppy after floppy, and actually they're fully erect.
Yeah, and we went there and there was, like you say, there was all sorts. There's like a mock pigeon eye that you had to sit in. There was some bloody long sort of 50-yard crossing looping teal things. There was bloody race platforms. Oh, mate, it was bloody sexual, wasn't it? Real nice. Real, real nice.
Beautifully laid out as well. Very nice laid out.
And then the game arena, which is quite private on the side, We actually got access into there. He took us into there, and the game arena was spectacular, wasn't it? It was just, like you say, just stood in a beautiful, beautiful situation, shooting cracking plays.
Yeah. All hand flung as well, which is quite cool. So they can they can throw 8 clays as a cover of your clays over the top of you.
Bloody hell.
It's just up the road from you as well, Eddie. You could go and have a look.
If they threw 8 over you, Eddie, you might even be able to hit one, mate.
No, they wouldn't.
No.
He went to the land on the floor, or he could take a clay out of the freezer.
Do they sell clays at your local supermarket, Eddie?
Yeah, BGA are doing them now because they're desperate.
They're very sustainable.
So that's been our recent times. Lots of clay shooting, which apparently we're not talking about. Eddie shot 4 pigeons, and Ant's been shooting, and Ant's been taking the local fox population to bits.
Teat by teat.
To be fair, I expect he's actually got like a proper suction on. He chucks it in the parlour and goes. It was up his little.
That was also his great grandfather's handed down.
And you do a little flask.
It's kind of like this. Hang on.
That's fantastic podcast content there, Ant. You really got the spirit of this.
And just do it with the other end.
That was just for your benefit, boys. I don't want to get everybody around. Right, okay. Two, three.
This podcast was significantly easier without Eddie on it.
And that was The Broken Gun. Thanks for listening, everybody.
2 minutes of quality content.
You wanted every 2 weeks. You are going to fucking get it.
Oh, fucking hell. Right, podcast, boys. Oh,
fucking hell. Field sports news, everybody. Has anyone got any interesting field sports related news?
Only the fact news. That they have now released the information on Gamebird release round triple SIs. So, what's your take on that, Johnny?
I got the email and then didn't read it.
Well, basically, you know everything that they were threatening to do about the 500-meter rule?
Oh, without, yes.
Yeah, they've put that in place.
I mean, I figured, I read an email I got a little while ago that kind of said that it was not going to, there was no take-backsies on that was going to happen. Does that affect you?
No, so I'm all right, because we are just outside of it, basically, just outside of it. But anybody who has triple SI on their ground or are wanting to release within 500 metres of it are now going to have to apply for a licence to do so. And they will only issue a licence to be able to release numbers that will not affect flora or fauna in that area. So, you know, at what point, if they're doing this as a study, from what I gather, they're doing this to study it, to see if game birds do have an impact on triple SIs, but they're only giving you a license for numbers of birds that won't impact triple SIs. So if they haven't got any research on it, how do they ever give you a license for what you can release without damaging it? You see what I mean? It's like they're trying to give you a license for what they're trying to research, which is...
It's a proper catch. It's one of those things that there's not enough money in it, and the only people that would do it is the GWCT, and then those against shooting only say, yeah, but the GWCT did it, so the science is bollocks. Because almost what they... Oh, triple SI, Lloyd, means super duper scientific interest.
It was great the way you both spoke over each other, so I didn't hear what it actually means.
Triple SI means site of super, super scientific interest.
No, it doesn't, Johnny. You're all talking through your bum.
Special
site of scientific interest.
Thank you, Ant.
It may have a
rare... No, it's triple SI, not quadruple SI, you bell.
Special site of scientific interest. There you go.
Special site of super scientific sexy interest.
I can now infer what that means, Eddie, Johnny. Sorry, Johnny, shut the fuck up.
Super duper duper super duper super duper science interest. Like,
the thing is, they need to do like a big control test. They really should be doing like a 5 or 10 year study on an area where there's no pheasants released, and then 5 years with lots of pheasants released, and then five yeah. years with some pheasants released and see the difference. However,
yeah, but then, like you say, you can say, yeah, but and you've also got variables. So you've got climate variables, you've got, you know,
agricultural variables, what they're doing with the land
exactly.
at the time.
You know, you can't do it unless you're going to do it with a lot of money and at the same time on two sites of near enough exact same,
and
you know,
time. Lots and lots of time.
Yeah. You know, realistically, if we've got these triple SIs now, let's be fair, releasing pheasants isn't a new thing. So, and, you know, people have been doing it and getting bigger and bigger and bigger now for years. So if it was going to have affected it by now, surely the triple SIs would have gone. So why are we now turning around and saying, oh, well, actually, pheasants are going to damage it?
Which is the bollocks, unfortunately. However, the thing that is apparent is that certainly certain triple SIs, is the reason they're triple SIs in the first place is because there was shooting upon them, and that's for a huge amount of triple SIs.
Yeah, so most of these triple SIs are areas that have been developed or protected or managed by gamekeepers, and now you're saying that gamekeepers can't go in. And it's like, well, actually, we put them in, so piss off, it's mine. That is my professional opinion. But maybe not the legal opinion.
Get off my land, as Eddie would say.
Well, it's not an unreasonable opinion, given the what you've just said. It seems, I don't know, a bit of a no-brainer. Why? I don't know. I don't. There just seems to be a lot of biased science around in this particular area.
Of course, I mean, we want to go on there and kill stuff, and people don't want us to go on there and kill stuff. So you got two different sides, and people are going, well, actually, no, you're not. And we're going, yeah, we can. And then there's people who are sat in the middle that go, I just don't want an argument. It's like having a wife.
Yeah. But there's nobody that doesn't have an interest in it that would be willing to pay for the research. So you're never going to get impartial investigation, are you? It's never going to be funded. So
no, exactly that. If I win the lottery, boys, I'll fund it for you. And
You're not biased at all. You're not biased at all.
No. Of course not, and I'll pay you, Johnny, to come and make a film about it. And
thanks, mate. You're going to get Eddie, a really interesting scientist.
Yeah, you can come and do the film on it. Lloyd, you can come and, I don't know, shoot some newts or something. Eddie, you can come and make the tea, mate. That'd be good. I was thinking
the tea is exceptional, but I don't drink none of that Yorkshire shit, though, Ant, so you're bang out of luck, mate.
It's all PG tips where I'm from, boy.
Hang on, I like Yorkshire tea.
Yorkshire tea's the best, mate.
It certainly is.
PG tips, you basic bitch, Carter.
What do you drink, Eddie? That's what I thought you drank, because you are Lord of the Base, basic bitch, Eddie. And your name is actually...
Incorrect. No. Whatever you're about to say, just fucking stop it. It'll be boring and not entertaining.
Eddie, beige.
I bet you, right? Yeah. You've got Strava downloaded on your phone, and I also bet you've got one of those little spoons, you know, for sieving the leaves. Is that what you've got, mate?
No. No, I've got neither of those things.
He drinks loose leaf.
No. I drink Miles West Country Brew. That's what I drink.
Sorry, what?
Miles West Country Brew. It's brewed in Somerset. Finest county in the fucking world.
Nobody's ever heard of.
I think I saw this on Dan Hill's timeline once.
Hang on. The last time you told me about like a super brilliant local drink from fucking Somerset, I ended up drinking fucking Radwater out of a fucking Massey Ferguson. Right? So fuck off. This fucking tea.
This tea's life-changing, Lloyd. You should go and get some. Fuck off.
Unless I drink that cup of tea... And then I'm able to build fly around with pheasants without taking the truck. I'm not interested. Right?
I've got some tea that'll get you flying around the fucking pheasants, me old China. From Glastonbury.
Oh, is it?
It'll fix you right up.
You're not grown up yet, Eddie. You still go to Glastonbury, mate. Well done.
I fucking live there, you little mong twat.
I can more imagine Eddie standing next to like a hole in the chain link fence that he's cut, charging people 30 quid to get in.
All right, boys, you want to buy some tickets? Well, I got some for sale here. Special entrance.
Back 30, entrance.
30 quid in a blowy, I'll let you in.
You get a free tub of X cider. A free colostomy bag of X cider with it.
Johnny, you still owe me that 30 quid.
Actually, when you need a pest, can you go in this other colostomy bag and I can sell it to the next lad that comes in?
Yeah, the next fucking mug from Newcastle. Yeah,
I run the toilets down at Glasgow.
I actually know the bloke that does. His name's Jimmy. He's mad as fuck.
Is that when you go to the bog and on the door it says Port Wine of Glastonbury?
Portaloo Wine of Glastonbury.
Jesus.
Do not disrespect it. Do not disrespect it.
No, fucking disrespect them. They made me pay fucking full price. Fuck them.
Oh, are you not sponsored as an influencer by Hex anymore?
No, I never was, Johnny. They weren't having none of it.
Well, they didn't appreciate all of the pushing you did. Mate, you must have earned them some good money. Like, that is a...
Well, I definitely did.
I've spent a fair amount there, downhill, and between all of us, we must have spent a lot of money there, all because of your rants and raves.
Exactly. And the fools that buy it that don't even like it. Like my devout followers, Lloyd.
Yeah.
Great. The power of Facebook.
Yeah, get yourself some of that X-Cider. It's great for stripping the fucking varnish off your fence.
Also determining gender, Lloyd.
That blue light on your face doesn't make a difference.
That's it. It's still the pink aura I can see around it.
Thanks, lads.
Oh, happy podcast. It's so nice to be back and abusing you all.
I'm glad.
Stalking the stories, finding the facts or whatever, that was the field sports news.
Can we also address the elephant in the room? So last week when I wasn't here, apparently you fucking, not you, Ant, because you're lovely and you're respectful of me, but thanks, the other two special needs fucking idiots on here were abusing me with that ginger twat. Bruce and so here. Far, we need to address the fact that he's not here. So can we say something derogatory about him?
Yes.
Wicked. Cool. Fire away, Johnny. Your turn first.
Bruce is very small.
Thank you, Johnny. Lloyd, over to you.
And he's
it's hard to abuse him because he's such a canny little fella. He's dead canny.
You'd like bullying a kid, wouldn't it?
No.
In all fairness,
it's like kicking a puppy.
He's like a ginger terrier, that little bastard.
To be honest, I like everything about him apart from his gun choice.
He loves a laminate.
Now, where did we meet him, Johnny? It was up at the British Shooting Show, wasn't it?
And I ignored his existence, and he's still bitter to this day about it.
To be fair, though, Mike, he was a nice guy. We had a lovely little chat outside, and yeah, as much as I wanted to see him and say, look, you know, I don't hang about with gingers, it's kind of becoming a thing that I'm
hang on a second. I have a week off and I get fucking ripped to pieces. That prick has a week off and everyone's like, oh, Bruce is fucking lovely. Such a nice, canny, wee fucking ginger twat.
I mean, I don't think you should read into this, Eddie. You really shouldn't read into this at all.
I'm leaving.
Do you know what the difference is, Eddie?
I'll make it entertaining. Go on.
Bruce is funny. You're not, mate. That's it.
All right, that's it.
I don't know, like, I mean, he does dancing videos on Instagram. He's not that fucking funny.
Yeah, I mean, he used to be funny.
The only thing funny about
him is I was into Bruce when he was funny. Now he's mainstream bullshit.
Yeah, but
he's trying to be an old TikToker.
I don't know, mate. I keep catching a glimpse of a nipple through a shirt, like, and when it's been a dry week out.
You want to go look further below the equator? There's nuts flying around all over that feed.
Do you reckon?
No, mate, that's just in the private group chat. That's in the private group chat.
No, it's not, mate. It's not. If you look at all of his videos, he's like, man, I always drop a nut out in a video. Obviously in an Australian accent. Right, so next topic.
So we should address that Bruce is not here because he's shooting some very unexciting shoot where he says he's got no signal, and yet he's posting to his Instagram story because he's clearly got signal.
I noticed that. I thought that was very curious. Oh yeah, he actually like sent us a message earlier and like, bye lads, bye, I'll see you on Monday, wish me luck, bye, I'm going off into the bush, followed by 6 hours fucking Instagram in the back. Check me out.
So Bruce has all of the reception, but he's convincing everyone that he hasn't.
He just didn't want to come on for a change.
I know.
He wanted to make us struggle through a podcast just with you.
It's been no struggle. It's been an absolute debaucherous giggle.
We've probably got at least 12 to 13 minutes of content so far.
Wicked. Wicked. We're flying. Do you want
now
to talk about Sasha's a little
world,
bit?
Like. Hey, what?
I said, now you're living in Sasha's world.
Fair comment. Yeah, that lad's got some job. Like, he's got the patience of a saint.
Right, content for the podcast then, yeah?
Right, I talked about some triple SI fucking serious shit, so you lot have got to come up with something.
We rely heavily on our guests, son.
Eddie, have you got anything to talk about apart from cider?
Do you remember the best pods that we've done are the ones where we had like Ed on and then JD? The ones where it's just us are just fucking shit.
Yeah, it's just
impossible nonce-joke. Bollocks content. But
it's just nonce jokes.
Yeah.
And I have to cut all of them out, so it ends up just being not anything.
Right. So I think we should approach the elephant in the room here.
What, milk it?
Watch a clay tour. Everybody's going to watch a clay tour.
Let's fucking milk the elephant for Ant's benefit. So does it feel so weird for last night's antics?
That's it. Come on. Everybody's going to watch the clay tour, Johnny, because it's the most popular fucking YouTube channel in the world. But
it doesn't charge us guests to go on there.
Are we going to give Lloyd his moment? Are we going to give Lloyd his moment?
Go on, Lloyd.
What?
It's your moment.
My moment for what?
We said everybody's going to watch TGS Outdoors. It's the best YouTube channel in the country. So, in the world, in fact. And they're going to see what happened at Thimbleby. So, do you want to take that moment on the broken gun, Mike? Do you want to take that moment to tell everybody how good you are and what happened?
Yeah. No, because they'll be able to see. Because Sash is a fair and honest man. Who will edit it together in a way that doesn't make me look like a twat.
You've only met him twice. He's nothing fair and honest about him.
Well, he's not as much of a cunt as you, so...
Not many are, I'm finding.
No,
excuse me. I'm stood right here.
Yeah, there's the exception to the rule.
Thank you.
No, I had a great day. It was fabulous fun, as I've already said. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Looking forward to the next one.
This is it. So where's it going to happen? Because you don't want to come down to us, like, do you?
Well, I will.
At some point, you said. At some point.
Give me some locations and dates.
As I've said multiple times, there is no point in coming this far south. The majority of the playgrounds are significantly worse than the northern ones.
That is true.
Mended shooting ground.
Cost, size, quality of targets. The competition isn't wild, so they're not having to actually make too much of an effort. I'm really burning bridges here, but it's true.
So let's approach that then. Why do you think that is, Mike? Why do you think that the clay grounds in the south are not as vast or as complicated and as cheap as the ones in the north?
Cost of land and lack of competition. You know, if you're the only clay ground in Hampshire that is full-time, without like it's just open access full time, or at least you know for an hour and a bit of travel, why should you have to be any good?
Do you know what it is, right? Up here, everybody goes on about how the grounds down south are significantly superior and thinks that all the targets are better and like
what?
Oh, if you're going down south, honestly, the targets
wait. There goes my Eddie impression. South of you is everything.
Well, yeah. I'm talking about south of like Brum, for instance.
I mean, that's still south. That's still pretty far north, guys.
For you, but like for us, that's in the distant, far south.
Because south of Brum, there's still some great grounds. I'm talking proper south coast. And to be fair, I haven't travelled to all of them yet, so there might be some exceptions. So I do apologise if any of the owners or managers are listening, in which case they can invite us to prove how amazing they
are. If you are listening, do get in touch.
However, and to be fair, a lot of the grounds around here are okay. But
yeah, I'll go with that, Mike.
They're a damning indictment.
Right. I'm completely ambiguous. Like my top three grounds are all above the M4, and that's the north.
I'll give you that, mate. If it's not your option, I'm not interested in shooting it, really.
That's way south. However, yes. It's all a matter of perspective, of course.
And yeah, well, it's what the guys at Thimbleby said is people will complain if they're crap and people will complain if they're expensive. So why not be reasonably priced and really good? And that attitude seems to be lacking a little bit in the South. It's also worth noting that housing and cost of living is way more expensive in the South. So a 26p clay is a distant dream.
But as that is the case, people have less disposable income. So
you would have thought that it would make it affordable and get more people through the door.
Yeah, because you're still going to make money. People are going to shoot more if the arms go. It just means the arms going around more often. But
yeah, and I think they just people don't like that. They'd rather milk fewer people and make it less accessible, annoyingly.
Which means you don't need a bigger ground. You don't need as many targets because you're not going to get as many people in.
Yeah, it's a horrible catch-22, actually, isn't it?
But the fact of the matter is, if you can't put a picture of your scorecard up on a Sunday when it's got a high score on it, then what's the point in going?
Here's a question, then, because that carries for Clay.
Have you ever had it? Sorry, Lloyd. Have you ever had a high score, Eddie?
Yeah, loads, mate. See
have you ever posted any on social media?
On Pac-Man. I got it on Pac-Man, then Peb, and at pool, and at darts when no one was watching.
All correct statements, Jonathan Carter.
Andy Crush.
Not funny anymore.
So, if you're saying that Clay, like, we'll call south of London or whatever you want to call it, but
yeah, south of the M4, because West London Shooting Ground is the exceptional ground.
Okay, so if you're saying that the grounds in the far, far distant south are all rubbish and they're not trying,
no, not rubbish.
Hang on,
just okay.
Okay, but how about the shoots down there? The estates does that also carry that they're not good or
Pheasant shooting ground is of an extreme standard because they charge a lot of money, the competition is high, as such the product quality is very high. Interestingly, completely different.
That's strange then. But
also interesting to note, and I'm definitely not gonna make any friends here, the shooters in the south generally and on the whole, great shooting segment, take it less seriously than shooters in the Midlands to north. And I think
again, the perception up here is completely different. Is that any shooter from the south would fucking crush a northerner because they're all like brought up on these fantastic targets. And
I mean, we did prove that multiple times.
And from the north, it's fine.
Yeah, he's southern now by proxy.
No, I am not. I am not southern. And I would go to the point of saying that with the estates, you've got smaller estates because land's more expensive. You then have a poorer quality because you are restricted by land size of what you can do and what you can provide, because that banking that might be the best banking to send them off, you don't own. So you can only provide what you've got on your ground, but you can charge top dollar for it.
Is this your shit excuses for your shit low birds?
Eddie, mate, you couldn't hit a fucking bird in a fucking Larsen trap, mate, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Wasn't talking about me, Anthony. Wasn't talking about me, dear boy. I'll just come and fucking put a load of rum-soaked raisins around your ground, mate. It's fine. Then stick them all in the freezer and claim them for the gram.
Eddie, would you like me to scan a copy of my fucking certificates and qualifications and send them across to you in CV format so you could have a little look?
That would require understanding technology enough for that to be possible.
That would also require you not to be collecting them from Kellogg's, Anthony.
How long would it take you to scan your swimming certificates?
My swimming certificates? Well, I've got duckling one, two, and three.
Your kitty cat water confidence ain't going to cut the mustard with me, Ant.
No, I've got duckling one, two, and three.
And hedgehog three, five, and seven.
Exactly that.
Next week in gymnastics, I'm learning a roly-poly.
All right, kid, having a word.
Johnny, don't you start, mate. You're a failed gamekeeper. Remember that. Remember that, Johnny. You went to the same college course I did. You went to Morocco. You had a little go at it and you made a right fucking bollocks of it and came home and started guns with it.
Oh, Johnny Carter. Sorry, Jonathan.
Some of Johnny Carter's history. He doesn't talk about his history on here. I don't know if you notice. If you mention anything pre is like we was like 25, doesn't exist. He just appeared a fully formed gunsmith.
Don't worry. I remember him before he had the last little pubescent fucking scoot when he was about 5 foot odd and was still fucking tall and abnormally fucking skinny.
Can I add a sub note to this podcast that Johnny is looking very flustered and averting eye from the camera?
I'm going to go for a wee.
Tell us things. Tell us about the Johnny.
Yeah, me and Johnny went to college together back in the day.
Okay, cool.
So we've known each other for quite some time now. Quite some time.
At least 3 years.
Was he the only kid at college wearing like a top hat and tails with a butler? Yeah.
No, although he did wear.
Did he
that
go to Diagon Alley to buy a school
tonight.
Uniform?
I think it was, I'm sure it was that same shirt he's wearing tonight. He was wearing then.
He just rolled the sleeves up a bit more.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Is that so you can't see his prefect badge?
His branding from the local fucking man.
He did sit. He did sit right at the front. I'll give him that. He sat right at the front. Which made it a bastard for me sitting at the back because I couldn't see the
top. Couldn't copy him.
No.
But yet you're the successful keeper and Johnny now does what? Makes videos?
This is the one. This is the one. But, you know...
Johnny still hasn't gone for a piss. He's just ghosting the fucking...
He's hanging on just to see the microphone.
He wants to hear what Ant's got to say.
Oh, yeah, no, so he can ring me later and go, can you still eat that bit where he tells people about the thing that happened?
The only story that can stay in there is the fingering story.
Don't talk about the fingering. Don't talk about the fingering.
Is that when he was learning to play the harpsichord?
Yeah, we used to have a little whiteboard. We used to draw in pictures so he could help. But no. So back in the day at college, this is when I contracted Shagger's hip, which you all know about from the poker.
Those fucking poor farmyard animals haven't been the same since you left.
I've since made a full recovery after retiring, you know, getting married.
Blue ball is real, everybody. Blue ball is real.
This is it.
As all the milky foxes know.
This is the one.
It wasn't milky before, but it fucking is now.
Laminated foxes all over the estate.
That's it.
I put Johnny's... them in their own sous vide bag.
As you were. So Johnny was a cunt in college. Continue.
Oh, look, this fox has got dandruff.
Johnny was a model student at college. He was quite the good student, I remember. Although I got told off for being not quite as good as I should be, or maybe not following the rules like I should do.
There was a moment about a cock cunt partridge, I remember.
Of a what? Sorry?
The cock cunt partridge.
Probably, mate. Probably. But
did someone steal your computer and change your whole thing on Grey Partridge?
Yes, they did. Yeah, somebody stole my Grey Partridge assignment because
put the word
I was
cunt in it quite a lot.
At the time, I was working on obtaining the Purdy Awards, so I did a dissertation on Grey Partridge, and somebody stole my work and put in there that instead of Grey Partridge, it was Grey Cock Cunt. And me being the thorough, keen student that I was, obviously proofread my work before I handed it in, and then got pulled up by the head lecturer for writing that I had grey cock cunts all over my estate.
Who read it out in front of the
whole class? Just have a slow clap for Johnny Carter for stealing Ant's homework? Well done, Johnny.
And Ant not knowing how find and replace works.
Oh, good lad. Good lad.
I was too busy portioning women, Lloyd, unfortunately.
Right.
To proofread my work.
Girls.
Girls. Get in the van.
Look at you all dressed up, go missing our kid. Lovely. Anyway, right, next topic. Actually, no, can we just continue to bring Johnny Carter?
No, let's go back to fucking Johnny at college because I'm all
let's. So, if you were to have
the quietest he's been in months.
A rough guesstimate on the amount of Johnny's lunch money that you stole off him in college, what would it be?
Enough to buy an entire terraced row in Yorkshire.
I'm going to say,
four and a half quid.
40 quid?
Where do you think I bought my first car from, Eddie? That was Johnny's lunch money.
But you never bought your first car, just like Eddie. You fucking stole it.
Oi.
Yeah, from you, Johnny, at lunchtime.
Oh, Ant's gone.
Oh, we're on low power mode, that's why.
What a shame.
We need a charger. We need a charger. Ryan, have we got a charger anywhere?
You're right.
Shout louder, they'll respect you more, Ant.
Yeah, Ryan's got fibre optic now. Johnny.
And you don't?
No.
Oh, because we'll get Ryan on.
He's here, Ryan. They want to say hello. Say hello, Ryan.
You all right?
Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
You can talk to them fucking homos.
No, his name is Rain.
What the fuck am I talking to them for?
Ryan, is that your real accent?
What the fuck's your accent then?
Ryan, is that your real head?
No.
That's his real hairline as well.
Fuck Brian, me. Fuck off, Johnny.
Fucking hell. You look like a Down syndrome Count Dracula. Get away from the camera.
A bit fucking harsh, isn't it?
Can he hear you?
No, fuck off.
And that was Ryan socialising for 2021. Complete it, mate.
You didn't hear it.
Really? It's all right. Johnny's just making up for it from all the bullying he got at college. He's trying to, he's trying to show how big he is.
Just
now.
A weird,
who is Ryan anyway? Who
he's
is
a weird
Ryan?
To have a little cry now.
Ryan is my underkeeper, Eddie. Has been for
he's
the last.
A, he's a
three
tolerant
years.
Fucker putting up with your shit, isn't he?
And got an underkeeper from Narnia.
Mr. fucking Tumnus.
He put his trousers down, like... they're very, very hairy.
Look here, when you fuckers are done, I've still got to work with him. All right.
Oh, fucking right. Good luck and with this, boy.
Aside from foxes, have you shot anything else recently? Have you...
yeah, so we've got a plan tomorrow morning, Lloyd. We've got our farmer on the estate has been lambing indoors, and he's got a horrendous amount of crows coming in for the cleansing. So when they give birth, obviously all the afterbirth and whatnot is in the shed, and the crows have started like hammering into the shed and they're shitting over everything. Huge disease risk, you know, just not what you want to be dealing with when you're working around there. So we're going to go down in the morning and packing the wife off. I'm going to pack the wife off to go and do pony club with the kids, which fuck that. Just fuck that. And I'm going to go and set some crow decoys up and hide and see if I can go and shoot some black stuff.
So the crows are, but the crows are coming in the shed?
Yes, they're actually going, it's an open fronted sort of, you know, like a three-sided barn. They're actually going in the shed, stealing all the nuts, stealing all the cleansing and shitting over everything, which is a huge disease risk for the stock. So we're going to go down there, set a hide up, shoot a few. I literally stood there for an hour on Friday and shot, I think we got about 8-9 just in an hour. So I went down there today. There was about 50-60 took off out the shed. So we're going down in the morning. We're going to set up and have a do at them, hopefully.
You can look at Eddie's face. Eddie's going, that is unsustainable.
if you'd shot 8 or 9, if you'd had Eddie with you, it would have been 9 or 10.
Well, it probably would have been. What, 9 or 10 misses? That's right, isn't it?
You know, this is how fucking good I am, right? I had a phone call yesterday from one of my many, many permissions. He said, here, I've got fucking loads of crows on my fucking ground. Do you want to come shoot them? I was like, what is it? He's like, well, it's just grass. I was like, they're eating the leather jackets. Leave them be. Well, no, but there's loads of them. I was like, that's not a good enough fucking reason to go and shoot them. But it's got to be for a fucking reasonable...
What about the ground nesting birds, Eddie? What about the songbirds in the hedgerow that they'll be killing?
Well, I shot all them out, mate. They ain't fuck all down there. I'm like you keepers, mate. I just fucking poison and kill everything.
Oh, all the pigeons had gone, so I smacked Mr. Blackbird. You know that Where Be the Blackbird 2 song?
That's it. That was Eddie.
Written for me.
Those arrogant fucks, they just sit there still. Losers.
I thought I knew him from somewhere, Johnny.
So, how about you, Lloyd? What are you doing this week? You got any plans shooting-wise?
I'll be taking the Zed gun out tomorrow, as long as it's not pissing.
Going down Thimbleby Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday?
No, I'll be at Spenny tomorrow, more than likely.
Do you know what I fucking loved? Earlier on, I messaged Lloyd and I was like, mate, what's the score for tonight's podcast? Do I need to download anything new? Because we're trying to do something new. And he was like, mate, I would love to talk to you right now, but I'm out clay shooting at the moment. I may or may not get back to you later on, but did I mention I'm out clay shooting at the moment? I will speak to you later on when I finish clay shooting, which I'm doing at the moment. Catch you in a bit, mate. I'm just out clay shooting. Cheers. I was like, yeah, nice one, Lloyd. Have fun, you prick. Catch you later.
Where are we going shooting for the next clay tour, Lloyd?
I don't know. We need to get some of our plan. I thought we're going to go either way.
No. I forgot to tell you because that's just the way I am.
What's up with your smug face, Johnny?
No, well, Lloyd.
Look at the camera. Look at the camera. Stop being weird.
Lloyd practices at Bywell every Saturday.
Yeah.
Where might the next clay tour be, Lloyd?
Well, on the 27th of May, you're coming to Bywell.
All right. Yeah. That's great. That's nice.
Eddie, will you be all right if you lose sight of Somerset, mate? Or are you going to stay at home?
No, I'm just not going to go on any more clay tours because I fucking hate shooting that.
And to be blunt, Eddie... Well,
can you not just come and, like, carry my stuff?
You are unacceptable content for the clay tour. It's probably my favourite episode so far from what I've seen, but it is not a clay tour. It's just... It's just...
It's my favourite episode that will never be aired.
Should we think about wrapping this up?
That's probably not a terrible idea.
I mean, to be honest, I think we should think about starting it.
To be fair, if nothing else, it's been funny, boys. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Right, so...
Can I come back on and show you my serious side, Lloyd, when he's not fucking here?
We'd have you anytime, Ant.
Right, we'll speak for yourself. I'd rather he didn't come back on, if I'm honest. He's an arrogant little cunt.
It's all right, don't worry about it, Ant. We never fucking listen to anything Eddie says. So.
That's why we're friends, literally. Eddie. Yeah, I got that one.
I am like cannon fodder for this fucking thing. And it's like, Eddie's not here. What a fucking shame. Hey, the show must go on. Bruce can't make it. Oh, fuck.
Should we stop making the podcast?
We're going to throw some smoke at Bruce because we can. Who reckons they'd beat Bruce in a shoot-off?
I don't reckon in any format of shoot-off I would beat Bruce.
All right. Whether it be ejaculate or gun. Who would be the best?
I think he'd wipe the floor out of all Bruce. Of us.
Say again, mate?
Who would be the better shelf stacker, you or Bruce?
Well, it's a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B because the top ones I've got on lockdown, the bottom ones, Bruce is there like a whippet.
So, unpopular opinion here, Johnny. I'm going to say that Bruce is very similar to a female clay shooter in the fact that he gets his body out and is immediately famous and doesn't have to be that good at shooting.
Would you say that Bruce is a huntress?
Yeah, I would. I would say he's like the, you know, he's probably going to be in the calendar with Charlie next year. Just saying.
I reckon so. It's a good
if
show.
He's not on the cover of next year's calendar, then there's fucking something up.
Definitely. He needs to be on it. We need to get him on with his cartridge purse covering his knackers. Lovely.
Well, barely. Oh,
it's a cracker sack, and it's a cracker sack.
There needs to be one just dangling underneath that you can just see the edge of it.
One offset glowing testicle.
Normally, gentlemen, when we wrap up the pod, we ask for recommendations. Do you have anything fun that you've seen on social media that you'd like to recommend to anyone this week? Ant?
Fun on social media.
Or somebody that you think should be... Give them a follow.
Give them a follow. See, I'm a right miserable git, Lloyd, and I don't really follow that many people on Instagram or Faceache or any of the other social medias. I only follow people that interest me, and they're probably all people that you guys already follow anyway.
Why the fuck do you follow me?
These recommendations aren't for us. This is a podcast. Other people will listen.
Just tell them to go and follow Lloyd, Ryan. Tell them to go follow Ryan.
No, Lloyd, you're saying that like I follow you, but I don't. Go back a long way. Scott Shuckford, good mate of mine, works with Childerly Sporting, keeper at Rest Park, good lad. Interesting stuff coming up. Does a lot of pigeon decoying, does a bit of clay shooting. Yeah, he's a good watch. He's somebody interesting to follow.
As a recommendation for a mate of mine, I'll say Thimbleby Shooting Ground. Follow them on Instagram. That's
it here.
Give them a follow.
It's great. A great ground, actually. Some real good fun. And that rabbit target coming down the hill is worth a box of anyone's ammo.
It is. What a wicked little setup.
Fair fucks to Johnny for like consistently hitting that. He hit it more than once. That was some good shooting.
Ooh, my ego feels better again.
No, he was just about coming down, Lloyd, and now you've just fucking pushed him back up there again.
Sorry. Johnny, what you got?
I finally picked up my Muntjac taxidermy, big one.
I saw that.
It is epic. It's hanging in the shop. I hung it up today. I didn't take any pictures because then it was being a really busy day for customers. It's wicked. Go check out RNS Douglas. The quality of taxidermy is outstanding.
How long did it take to get it, Johnny?
Not very long at all.
No,
not very long at all. He absolutely knocked out the park very, very quickly. Did a great job.
Because that's the thing with taxidermy. You normally have to wait a long time to get them.
You do. But luckily, he's a great friend of Bruce, and Bruce pulled the strings, and he did a great job real quick.
That's good, mate. That is good. Eddie?
For myself, it's going to be some of my old muckers over at another podcast. I'm sorry, boys. I'm sorry.
What? There are other podcasts?
They're not as big time as us, obviously, goes without saying. But it's In the Doghouse podcast. It's a load of fucking dungers getting pissed up and chatting shit. They don't drink cider. They're good boys.
What are dungers?
Dungers. Just listen to it and it'll all become apparent. It's fine.
Is that an area in Somerset?
Yeah.
I thought it might be.
Mm. Yeah. It's a good podcast. It's just a load of lads getting pissed up in their shed taking the piss, which is not too dissimilar from us, but without guns.
A local podcast for local people.
It is, yeah. You're my wife now.
Mm.
Hello, yeah. Dave.
I climbed your toilet, Dave. I climbed your toilet, Dave.
Do you want to buy some pegs, Dave?
Yeah, so go and listen to In the Doghouse podcast. The good boys.
Very good. So, gentlemen, thank you very much. It has been...
Yeah, try and set up not grit teeth, Lloyd.
It has been Lloyd, 2 hours. Lloyd.
We'd be very, very sorry for this edit.
Again.
Oh, yeah.
Very sorry.
Yeah, you totally aren't. All right, chaps, I've been Lloyd P on YouTube and Instagram. My fellow hosts are...
Hi, I've been Eddie from The Broken Gun and The Broken Gun Only.
Yeah, leave a massive gap when I say that's probably the best way, yeah.
Yeah, wicked. All right, Sam.
I have been Johnny Carter. And I apologise, Lloyd, for the edit you're going to put on this. It's going to make a fantastic 40 minutes of Ant talking about pheasant release. And hello and goodbye.
I think we'd probably leave the milky tits in. That's quality.
I like that. It was good.
And I've been Ant Milky Tits McLernan. from TGS Outdoors and the Clay Tour. And apparently a gamekeeper somewhere in Hampshire that nobody knows about.
Hampshire's not even a real county. Anyway.
Cheers, guys.
Goodbye, everybody.
It's been emotional.
I'm not sure what the emotion was, but it's definitely been one.
Despair, I think.
Are we fucking famous yet or what?
Is definitely going in the podcast.
Oh, lovely.
Hi, Johnny's mom.